Well, it is Friday here, and we're told that our member of Congress, Tim Walberg, might be in a bit of a technical limbo at the moment. He's trying to make his way. You know, when you get into the Capitol and so forth, if you haven't been there, there are all sorts of tunnels that lead between the Senate office building and the House office building and different parts of the city there, and you can travel underground. And if you get there and you get pinned in there, your cell service isn't great. So Congressman Walberg making his way, hopefully, to service sometime soon. Because there are important things I want to ask you about, including the surge at the southern border. New estimates now indicate that at the southern border, the number of illegals that could be arrested in 2019 will be more than a million. More than a million coming across. And that's an updated prediction, up from just over 900,000. Now, keep this in mind. In May of this year, apprehensions topped 144,000. 144,000 in a single month. This year already, 676,000 apprehensions. That's up 99%. That's a 99% increase from last year. So when you talk about what's going on at the southern border, to not refer to it as a crisis is being dishonest. It's being disingenuous. It's, as we say around here, it's lying. And so when you revisit the numbers, as Steve Coppins did, the president of the Princeton Policy Advisors, which has predicted that immigrant apprehensions would reach 931,000 this year, they looked back at the numbers and said, you know what, that's not high enough. The apprehensions are going to top a million, and right now it's at 1,072,000. And if it keeps up at this blistering pace, it's quite possible it could go even higher. Forecasting remains a challenge, but our current estimates allowing for seasonal fluctuations projects 1,072,000 apprehensions at the southwest border for calendar year 2019. This would be the highest year since at least 2005, they say, since at least 2005. So you've got a situation where some migrants have died in American custody, in Customs and Border Patrol custody in the last few weeks. And, of course, the left is going crazy trying to accuse the Americans, those on our side of the border, of doing something wrong. Can you imagine? You're a Border Patrol agent, and these people show up, and they've crossed an entire country, Mexico. They've not had adequate shelter, adequate food, adequate medical care, adequate anything. And they show up and they're not in good health. And then they expire because they have come all this distance. They may have disease. And of course, we know about the sexual assaults and the human trafficking and the abuse that many of these people take on the trip north from the coyotes that are bringing them here at great expense. And then to have the nerve to blame the American officers that I'm guessing are doing their level best under an incredibly stressful workload to make sure that these people are okay, to arrest them, can't do much with them, get their paperwork processed, and send them back out. To try to accuse them for political gain of doing something wrong, to try to accuse the Trump administration of doing something wrong is outrageous, frankly. It is absolutely outrageous to accuse these people that go to work every day trying to protect you and me and the national security of this country, to say that when they're doing their job, which is stopping people from coming in the country illegally because they actually want to know, where are you from? Why are you here? What are your intentions? Are you here legally? Do you have a green card? Do you have a passport? Do you have a disease? Are you a member of a gang? Do you have a criminal record? These are all fair questions, but not in the through the looking glass world of the Democrats and the liberal left and their handmaidens in the media. These are not appropriate questions to those folks. Why? Because they want to make it into a political gain. In their world, everything is, it's pixie dust and rainbows and unicorns. Everything's fine and we'll all get along and we can just open the border and everything will be magical and everything will be paid for and school will be free and food will be free and housing will be free and it'll all be wonderful. And then we'll hold hands and we'll skip singing into the sunset. Won't it be great? You see, they don't operate in the real world where you have people coming north that have all sorts of motivations and agendas and ideologies and issues and challenges, many of whom don't care about being Americans, not American proper. They want to be here. They see opportunity, both legal and illegal, to be here for a variety of reasons. Many do want to come here and work legally and provide for their families. That's fine. And if you do, then stand in line, fill out the paperwork, and do it properly. Meanwhile, the U.S. government should put together an effective guest worker program that works for everybody. But in order to do that, you'll need bipartisan support. You'll need Democrats to get on board and stop dragging their feet and making bogus claims and red herring claims about how the Trump administration is putting kids in cages and killing migrants, which, of course, isn't true. They're not cages. They are dividers made out of chain link fence built by the Obama administration. Of course, they all know that. But that wouldn't give them much political traction. So they attack the president, try to accuse him of separating mothers and babies and families and so forth. And as you well know, this entire immigration system wasn't made up for children and families and mothers. It was made up for single men between the ages of 18 and 45. That's how it was designed, because that's what historically we've dealt with coming across the border. Those coming across the Rio Grande normally were men of working age, men of military age, if you will. And that whole dynamic has changed over the last handful of years, as you know from listening to Jay Johnson, the former director of the Department of Homeland Security for the Obama administration, who says there is no question this is a crisis. So to malign the people that are actually down there standing watch for you and I, to malign those people, as you have heard from people like Ilhan Omar and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and all the rest, to attack the people that are doing good work on the southern border to protect all of us and to make sure that our nation remains a sovereign nation is, as I said, outrageous and appalling and over the top and unacceptable. And a whole list of other words I could put in a string behind that, because we need to protect this nation and we really need to move forward now with real reform on the border that means real control of the border. Now, there is good news on that front today, because Mexico, in its conversations with Mike Pompeo and Mike Pence, have started to move toward agreeing with the United States. In fact, over the last 24 hours, we've learned that 6,000 to 7,000 Mexican National Guard soldiers will be put on the southern border with Guatemala in an effort to stem the flow of illegals coming out of Central America and headed toward the United States. The beast, the train, we need to stop that train. And we need to get the border under control for all of the reasons I've just listed. And so Mexico finally stepping up under the threat of tariffs, which will take effect Monday, this coming Monday, the 10th of June. The president says he will impose 5% tariffs on Mexico and its imports into the United States unless or until that country gets serious about stopping and stemming the flow of illegals into this country. At a million people a month, at a million people a year, over 100,000 a month, we are at a breaking point. We cannot take a million illegals a year into America and do very well for an extended period of time. We just can't. We don't have the ability to take care of these people. We don't have the infrastructure, the social support, none of it. Something for you to consider this Friday. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Steve Gerber Show.
Says you can't build a healthy economy while protecting the environment. At DTE Energy, we're already doing it. DTE is on track to reduce carbon emissions by more than 80%, generating power from cleaner natural gas, solar, and wind, and creating thousands of Michigan jobs, all while keeping energy affordable and reliable. You see, we can have both a healthy environment and a healthy economy. DTE Energy. Find out more at journeytoeighty.com. For all the dinners cooked.
Something smells good.
For all the clothes dried. For all the hot showers. There's safe, reliable natural gas from DTE. We keep gas safe by constantly inspecting, upgrading, and monitoring our lines 24/7, 365. So you can just enjoy all those dips in the hot tub.
Now this is the life.
Find out more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
Wyckoff Wellness welcomes back Dr. Chi for individual fingernail and tongue analysis June 10th through 15th. Fingernail and tongue changes may indicate problems with digestion, heart disease, blood sugar problems, and more. Call Wyckoff Wellness at 517-333-7270 to schedule your individual evaluation with Dr. Chi for only $40. Appointments are limited. Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing is also hosting a free seminar with Dr. Chi Tuesday, June 11th at 6 p.m. Call 517-333-7270 to schedule today or go to wyckoffwellness.com.
180 over 111 and I had a stroke.
145 over 92 and then I had a heart attack.
150 over 90 and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.